Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Emboldened Heart on Blog Talk Radio. And this segment is our Money Knots segment, part one. And today we are going to be working with a very special client of mine, Amy, and she's going to help me to kind of take you through the first piece of this money knot puzzle so that we can untie the knot. And I think as most people think about money, if money's a problem for you, whether you don't have enough or you feel you don't have enough or you were raised in an atmosphere where money was an issue and you have leftover stuff about it, or maybe you're just the opposite. Maybe you were raised in a situation where there is more than ample money and that is creating problems for you that feel like a knot. It kind of goes both ways. So we're going to work on all of this and try to begin to loosen that knot. So hi, Amy, welcome. Thanks for being with me today.
Hi, Melinda. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. So one of the things that I so often hear is from all directions, from friends, family members, clients, students, people that I know, is money is just, it's such an area of frustration, confusion, complication, anxiety, stress, and all of that equals not very much fun, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the reality of it is that as elusive as money might seem, it's really just energy and ideas in the form of either numbers on a computer screen, numbers on a piece of paper, plastic cards, pieces of paper, or flat little pieces of metal. We've given money all of its kind of importance, all of its value, and we have... We created money. Money is not a natural substance. It's not. It's a human creation, right? And we're very creative as human beings. And so I definitely want to give credit to whoever it was that came up with the concept of money, which I'm sure it was kind of developed for ease, to make it easier to exist, to exchange things and assign some sort of an understanding of the either importance or value of what was being exchanged. And then it just kind of has morphed into all kinds of different things. It's morphed into lots of possibilities. It's also morphed into some pretty rigid constructs. So I know I certainly have had mine and still have my rigid constructs that I'm constantly working to deconstruct. So what we're going to do today with you, Amy, is we're going to work on some of those constructs and look at really maybe what's going on, what might be holding it in place in order to deconstruct it and construct, reconstruct, or create something that feels better, feels more in line with who you are and how you want to experience life. So how does that sound?
Well, it sounds really good, especially because when you were speaking, the word elusive really stood out to me. And the fact that humans created this, we created something that now feels so hard to get.
Yeah, yeah, it's uncanny. It's uncanny, isn't it? Yeah, so when you think about money, Does it feel like a knot sometimes?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, yeah, most of us have some sort of a feeling of a knot around money, even people that have a lot of money. There's a whole set of things to worry about if you have a lot of money. So either, no matter which side of the equation we're on, it can feel like a knot, you know, unpleasant, mm-hmm. a problem, a stress,
yeah.
a stressor. So what I began to really get when I started working with this for myself and with clients is that this money knot is really all of the knots that we have put into the mix in our belief system, in our experience. And it's the NOTSs that really keep this in such a rigid construct. So let's just list some of them. For me, some of them that have shown up are not enough. And that can be across the board. It can be not enough money, not enough time to create the money. It can be, you know, not enough training, not enough education, not enough intelligence, not quite ready, not really prepared, not deserving. Who am I to want, you know, to have a really comfortable money life? And then not disciplined, which is, you know, it's one of my things. It's kind of my life path. It has to do with disciplining myself. I mean, we all have that. But mine, it's big. It's like, okay, you know, create a structure. You got to have some discipline here. So what about you, Amy? As you're thinking about this, what kind of knots sort of jump out of your thinking?
Yeah, a lot of those I share with you for sure. Not enough time and attention to be ready and prepared to prove to whoever, who am I? Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, and not even sure why you have to prove anything.
Exactly.
You know, why? Why do we feel we have to prove anything? So what else?
Well, discipline I've been working on a lot lately in a lot of areas of my life, including money. And, you know, it is not easy. I do allow myself to dream about, you know, getting to certain points. And then I have to come back to the trenches of reality, and it seems so slow. So it's hard to keep up the motivation when things are moving along so slowly, and you want so badly to do some of the responsible things in life, like investing or paying off your home. And it's, you know, it's just such daunting.
Not happening fast enough. There's another knot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The timing. Not the right timing. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Not happening as quickly or as fast as you want. What else?
Not being able to change the past. For instance, my
that's
husband
a good
had
one.
Some, like student loan, and, you know, taking on a mortgage, certain old debts and things like that. Even if you're doing the right thing in the moment, the past keeps dragging you back.
Yeah, not able to change the past, whether it's just the past experiences or even past mistakes. Ooh, those past mistakes with money, those are real heavy, you know, bags to drag along. Yeah.
Yes.
Not being able to change the past. That's good. What else?
Uh, not being able to feel like I can make something happen to provide for myself, or feeling, you know, nervous all the time that, you know, my husband's job keeps us alive. And, you know, it's just sometimes I can really go down the rabbit hole of worry and anxiety with those things.
Yeah, sure.
And then unexpected expenses that come up, like that have to do with medical things. That's just something that you tend to live in fear of, and that kind of can get, it can take the focus away from the, it's a double-edged sword because it can take the focus away from the discipline that you're working so hard to maintain. And then if you have thousands of dollars, it all seems like, what have I been doing? I've been being so good.
Yeah. So those are also really good. So not feeling that you're quite prepared for, something that may happen in the future, whether it's a job loss or whether it's a medical situation, just not feeling prepared for future events. And wow, that can take up some brain space, can it? The bandwidth that takes up is like, oh my gosh. Yeah, so all of these, not free to make decisions that might, you know, send you in a different direction. Yeah, all of that is just, it's like it's a big, gnarly knot, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that that I learned really years ago, and I forget, we do forget these things that we learn, is that money really is, it is a human invention. Now, that's really interesting to me because what that means is it keeps changing all the time. Not that things that are natural don't evolve and change all the time. They certainly do. But when I was kind of thinking about this Money Knots program, it was just kind of like, okay, let's think about this. Let's just be really curious. Let's think about this a little differently. What if there was enough money for us to use just as there's enough air for us to breathe? Huh. And then, of course, all my knots started kicking in. Well, that's not true because money isn't natural. It's not natural. But it is still a current. It's currency. And currency is energy. So if we can create anything, we can create the currency of money. If that's important for us. In most of us have to have money. I don't know very many people that aren't royal born who don't need money. I don't think that the Queen of England really ever has to think about money in her purse.
Right. Most of us do.
Most of us do. Most of us, it's a thing that we, it's like we need to have it just like we need to have a toothbrush and toothpaste and, you know, food. We got to have it. So if we can really begin to mold our thinking, which drives our the train of our lives and our experience so much of the time, that makes an enormous difference. But it's bigger than that. It actually, because we're human and we're more complex, we have these emotions that sort of get all mixed up in the knot of our lives and the money knot. So those emotions are also in there with that knot. So what are some of the emotions that just come to mind for you or that you feel when you think about money, Amy?
There's hope, but usually it is covered over quickly with anxiety.
So that's kind of hopeless. hopelessness.
Yeah, it comes in. And mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Anxiety. What else?
Well, fear of mm-hmm. lack, fear of mm-hmm. running out,
mm-hmm.
fear of not making enough preparation so that the running out is going to happen later. And, you know, I'll say this because the word currency that stuck out to mm-hmm. me, because
yeah.
the currency, you can take it both ways, like current as in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And current as yeah. in now. Now,
yes.
now.
Yes.
So that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That popped out to me. So, you know, there's emotions, impatience.
Okay.
And yeah. A disappointment.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yep.
Thought I'd be further
yep.
than this by now.
Yeah. Why am I not farther along? Another knot. Yeah.
yeah. And, you know, even though you understand it so well yourself, and you understand, you know, if you're empathetic, and I consider myself to be with my loved ones especially, but
mm-hmm.
But that being said, even though you understand it, there's still resentment of others. Because
mm-hmm.
you just think, you should have more money so you can give me some.
Expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot.
Not being.
Yeah. And it can
yeah,
it can move from expectations. Yeah, even from expectations to downright demands, you know. Like,
sure.
Yeah, there's so much in all of this money that I think just really beginning to untangle, untie, unwind, loosen, you know, clear. All of that's so important. It's just
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we can give to ourselves to help with this, because money is changing. It's changing. We all know it. We're watching it happen. Money is not what it was when we were younger. It's not what our parents experienced at all. We use it totally differently than we used to, and we use it very differently than we will in the future. So as this whole concept of money continues to change and morph, it really is not at all helpful to drag along those heavy bricks from the past, those concrete blocks about what money is and how it looks and how you're supposed to be with it and how it's supposed to show up and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is changing. So mm-hmm. along with that is, I think, is a really a big plus is allowing ourselves to kind of have some opening to expand our thinking and our feelings about money, and to do it in a way that maybe might not even make sense from a logical standpoint. Because honestly, if you stop and think about money, there's nothing logical really about it. There is no logic to working for 40 or 60 hours a week for a figure that someone decides that you are worth, and then taking that money and, you know, then deciding to do this with some of it and that with some of it and to worry about this part of it. I mean, nothing about it really makes logical sense. And we can get even bigger than that, because if you look at it and go, okay, what about money really truly makes logical sense? Nothing. It does allow us to acquire things. That's what it does. It allows us to acquire things. It allows us to experience a level of comfort in our life, which is a lovely thing. It allows us to have fun, do things. But money itself, it's just, it's a concept. It is not really a thing. The plastic pieces that we keep in our wallet, that, you know, that we now use as money, are things, but they don't, they represent a concept. Coins represent a concept of money. All of this is conceptual. So if we can deconstruct the concept of it being rigid, unavailable, it's just going to give us some, it'll give us relief, and it will also open the possibilities for to have a different experience. And who knows what that might look like. But I think it's worth a try. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a few minutes and we're going to do a little exercise. And it's the money knot untie exercise. It's really kind of a brain rewiring. And what I have come to know to be true for all of us as human beings is that we change our thinking, but we live in our body. So we have to involve our physical body in the change. So, Amy, I'm just going to kind of walk you through and ask you to do the exercise. So what you're going to do is you're going to just take a nice deep breath and you're going to place one of your hands on your forehead with your palm lying flat against your forehead.
Okay.
And then the other hand, you're going to place at the back of your head where your head and neck connect, where that little indentation is in your neck. And again, you're going to place it flat against that part of your head. And
okay.
That's your the front of your forehead is the frontal lobe, which has to do with cognitive function, intuition, imagination, visualization. The back of your head, the occipital lobe, has to do with your vision, not so much your visualization, but your actual vision. And so your hands have all kinds of acupressure points. They're very, very high energy. So they're sending vibration and pulsation and energy to your frontal lobe and your occipital lobe. Okay? So just take a breath and just focus for a moment on this money knot. Just see it. Just see, you know, is it big? Is it gunky looking? Is it brown? Do you see a color? Is it gnarly looking? Does it look furry or hairy? Or just, does it have much color is my question.
It's kind of gray and fuzzy.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you see it. So just open your eyes and keep your hands in place, and then we're going to go back, and we're calling to mind that money knot, and we are now going to, with as much detail as possible, see it begin to change, see it begin to unknot. See it begin to open and loosen. And does it look different? Is there more color showing up? Describe it now as it opens.
It's like the sun coming in, breaking through the cloud.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Does it have a texture?
It's still kind of like cloth, but behaving like a flower.
Okay, nice. Okay, so just, keeping your eyes closed, hands in place, just see it. Is there additional color that's showing up?
There's a little bit of red coming in.
Okay. Nice.
But it's pretty.
Okay. All right. And how does it feel? How do you feel as you're seeing this begin to kind of open and expand and change? How are you feeling?
Definitely. It's a lighter feeling.
Okay.
Both brighter
nice.
And less weighty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there any kind of a sound that you're hearing?
Kind of like,
Okay, good. So, let's have you go ahead now and just state that this is money expansion. And just state it out loud. Money expansion. And say it maybe two or three times.
Money expansion. Money expansion. Money expansion. Yes.
And then name some features of it, like just four or five words that are features of money expansion.
The feeling of a spring in your step. Carefree, lighter, and
okay.
more fun.
Okay.
Freedom to have fun.
Okay, good. So just feel the emotions that you're feeling when you think about these things, and just name the emotions that you're feeling.
Proud, happy, grateful, just a kindness feeling.
Mm-hmm. Relief.
Yeah, that's exactly the word I was thinking of.
You just sounded relieved.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly
so
right.
Put, as you're feeling this relief and happiness and pride and calm, and just put a smile on your face as your eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then just state out loud, this is my truth and my new reality.
This is my truth and my new reality.
Again.
This is my truth and my new reality.
One more time.
This is my truth and my new reality.
Great. So as you are thinking about this new truth and new reality, go ahead and open your eyes and then just look to the right side, then to the left. Just back and forth from right to left about 10 or 12 times. Just let your eyes shift back and forth. And just let me know when you're finished.
Okay.
So the reason that we had to do that was because when you look to the right and then the left, that way what you're doing is stimulating both the left and right side of your brain in unison. And this begins to lock in the information that you've just given it. So my recommendation is to do this exercise, this money expansion exercise, 2 or 3 minutes a day for 30 days. And this will actually begin to create new neural pathways to align you with that which you want to manifest. How does that sound?
Very good.
Yeah, no kidding. So, listeners, I would absolutely encourage you to go through the exercise. You may have a different focus. It may not be money expansion. It may be something different that has to do with money, abundance, finances, prosperity, creativity, whatever is, you know, is most important for you in that arena. And you may feel different emotions, and you may notice different features as you visualize it, but it's still the process is what we want you to go through. So, Amy, do you still have your hands in place? If you do, you can go ahead and relax them now.
Okay.
So, again, this really only takes about 3 to 5 minutes. It's very quick, and just once a day for the next 30 days. And I would love to hear how it works for you. Thanks, Amy.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Sure. All right, listeners. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye for now.